Library cuts have become standard practice nationwide over the past few months, but campaigners in Kensal Rise have refused to back down and have mounted a round-the-clock vigil. Yesterday, an appeal was granted in the High Court against Brent Council's decision to close the library, marking a new chapter in the campaign. I spoke to renowned author Maggie G on the very windy steps of Kensal Library.
I think libraries are a sign of a civilised society because they're saying that everyone deserves education. Everyone deserves a chance to use a computer. Everyone deserves access to free books and music. You don't have to be rich to have these things. In Kensal Rise, this is the only free space where everyone in the community will be together in one warm, safe space.
Local council approaches and public reaction have been incredibly mixed. We asked Daria Kuznetsova from a local government think tank to explain this.
Well, with the cuts, there's a number of ways that local authorities can address these. They can try to make small changes over a period of time or drastically reduce services in the hope that they can improve the other services they've left remaining. And the cuts are a difficult time for local authorities. They're going to have to make cuts somewhere. Cultural services are particularly taking a hit. I think that cuts are always quite painful to local authorities because they would like to provide all the services possible for individuals. But I think cuts are often a good opportunity to assess exactly where services are most value for money and which services provide the best outcomes for their users. I think, of course, it's always easy. The perception of a closure is a lot stronger than the perception of reductions. So how councils go about different mechanisms of reducing their expenditures up to them.
Libraries here may face reduced service, but they aren't closing, which does make the changes seem less obvious. We asked Alice Perry, local councillor for Islington, how she responded to criticism that library cuts are nearly as bad as library closures.
Well, I feel really proud that despite the massive cuts from the Tory Lib Dem government, we've been able to keep all of our libraries open. We asked the public what they'd prefer, if they'd prefer to see us close some libraries or to keep all 10 open but with reduced hours, and the public chose to keep all of them open with reduced hours.
In Islington, we asked residents whether they knew about the reductions in library services.
No, I didn't know that they were making changes to library services. And to be honest, it's not really going to affect me that much anyway, so I'm not sure I really care.
I had no idea there were any library closures whatsoever, so it's all news to me.
I don't think that would bother me so much.
Most Islington residents aren't aware of the changes, but they also don't seem to care, making cuts here a closed book. This is Danielle Robinson reporting for City News Now.